Now, pleased to be joined on the call by the head coach at Monmouth, Kevin Callahan. Good morning, Coach Cal.
Good morning, Rob. How are you today?
I'm well. Your team battled awful hard on Saturday night down at FAU. Come up a little short, 42-20, as you've gone back and looked at the tape of that one. Just give me your impressions on your team's play.
Well, you know, first of all, what I can say about our team is I really liked our energy, our fight. Obviously, our execution has to improve in some specific areas, but I was really happy with how extremely hard our guys played. And even when the game maybe appeared to be getting out of hand late, and, you know, as you got into the late third and early fourth quarter, our guys really, really continued to play extremely hard. You know, from an offensive standpoint, there were times with uncharacteristically, we struggled to run the ball a little bit. And I think a lot of that was due to their athleticism and the outstanding team speed that they had. You know, and we really didn't have a good first or third quarter. The second and fourth quarters, when we seemed to settle in a little bit, I thought we were much more consistent and much more productive. We did show the ability to move the ball. We used a lot of different players. And part of that was by design because of the weather, the heat that we were playing in down there. But there's enough positives to take away on the offensive side that we can build on and move forward from there. And then on the defensive side, you know, something that for me is always a first game concern is your ability to tackle. And I think our tackling needs to be better than what it was on Saturday night. And again, some of that was due to, I think, their athleticism and their speed. I mean, speed that, quite honestly, we haven't seen in a very, very long time. You know, and I think there's some situational things where as we go back at it as a coaching staff and get to game planning and preparing for week two, we can improve on, you know, our first down defense, some of the red zone defense, I think are areas where we have to get better at. And then the other thing is to reduce the quick hitters. I mean, there was they had a one play touchdown drive. They popped a play for 72 yards for a touchdown. And then they had a two play touchdown drive. And you just got to have to eliminate those type of quick hitters. But, you know, on the defensive side, we were able to force two turnovers. We came away with an interception and a fumble recovery. And I thought on the offensive side, you know, the opposite of that is we protected the ball very well. But I think in first games, you find out an awful lot about your team. You find out, you know, where you are. And I know this. I know we're a team that will fight. I know a team that brings a high level of energy to the field. You know, and I know that it's a team that, you know, we have the ability to make plays on both sides of the ball. I think, when you go come out of a first game, you find out, you know, some areas where you obviously need to improve, and inconsistency is the thing that jumps out at us. We have to be a much more consistent team than we were the other night. Consistency on offense and our ability to run the ball, consistency on defense and being able to play down after down, series after series, and without giving up big plays. But I think in a game like this, you take the positives that come out of it, you build on those so that in week two, you're a much better executing team than you were in week one. And I think there's a lot there for us to build on and a lot that we can feel positive about.
Let's go back and talk a little bit. As you mentioned, 361 yards of offense against an FBS defense with a brand new quarterback in Marquez McCray. 26-46, 249 yards, two touchdowns. And as you mentioned, no turnovers. How did you feel like he played in his first game for you?
I thought Marquez played extremely well. I thought he played like the veteran player that he is, being a grad student. I thought he had very good command of our offense for only being in our offense for a short period of time. I thought he did a very good job of seeing the entire field in the pass game and distributing the ball to a number of different receivers. And I thought he played with a composure and a sense of calm out there where he wasn't rattled by that game or that environment or that opponent at all. And I think, you know, that being that it's his first game, I know he's going to be even better as we continue to move through the season. And we're extremely optimistic about what he's going to be able to do.
Talk about the receivers. Dymier Miller, everybody knows about. And he had a big day, 10 catches, which is a ton, 78 yards. But then TJ Spade, also 6 catches, career high for him. Maybe talk about that receiving group a little bit.
Well, you know, I think our receiving room is one that's very talented, but it's also very deep. Obviously, everybody knows about Dymier Miller. Everybody knows about Asante Kearney, both guys who started for us a year ago. But I think we saw on Saturday night what TJ Spade can do. He came in with, 6 catches for 70-some yards and a long of 42. He showed the ability to make a big play. We've got our tight ends and Jack Neary involved in the pass game. And then you had some younger guys who maybe haven't really played a lot of football for us, and guys like Gavin Nelson, our tight, I mean, as I said, the tight end Jack Neary, Andre Tucker. It's a very talented, very deep group, and it's a group that, you know, we can spread the ball around to, and it's going to make us a little bit harder to defend.
On the defensive side of the ball, a big night for Ryan Moran, career high, 13 tackles. And as you said, defensively, you guys not only forced a couple of turnovers, your numbers on third down were pretty good, so you're able to get off the field. But maybe talk a little bit about Ryan's effort.
Yeah, you know, Ryan was just all over the field for us. I think he logged somewhere in the neighborhood of 75 plays, and he played on special teams as well. He just had the knack for coming up with key plays in big moments. He played physical. He played sideline to sideline. And he really expended a lot of energy and left it all on the field the other night. You know, I can't say enough and praise enough, Ryan's effort the other night. I mean, he played as hard as everybody on our team did. And I think that, you know, that's the thing, as I said earlier, you know, Rob, I was very impressed with the fight that our kids showed and how hard we played, regardless of what the scoreboard read.
Turn the page to Saturday, your conference opener on the road against Towson. As you've started to take a look at Towson, tell me what concerns you about them.
Well, you look at them on paper and they're a veteran team. Obviously, we played them a year ago, and there's a lot of familiar faces, a lot of the same names that we faced, you know, back in 2022. You know, the caveat is they have a brand new coaching staff, so they're doing some things differently. And we only have a one game resume to kind of review and break down. And that's what they did the other night. I think that they've been able to augment their roster by a number of transfers. I think between transfers and grad students, there's like 40 some of them on the that will be playing. So while they only return maybe 11 starters total, it's a very experienced, very deep, very veteran team. You know, on the defensive side, they've got some guys that we're familiar with in the defensive line. Number eight, the defensive tackle, is an all CAA player from a year ago. He's been their leader in sacks. He's going to be a guy that you've got to pay special attention to. They've got a linebacker in number 55 who's, you know, received some, you know, national preseason recognition. You know, last year against us, he had 8 tackles, 2 for a loss. He had a sack. So he's very active in both the run and the pass game. And on special teams, they've got an outstanding return guy and then zero, Diego Hunter. He took one back for a touchdown against us in 2022. So, you know, from their defense and special teams, I think they're a veteran group with a lot of players who kind of, you know, shine on the big stage. And offensively, you know, they've got a new quarterback playing, but he's a guy that's been in the program for a number of years now. He was their backup last year, and he had a good night the other night. He completed over 50% of his passes, did not throw an interception. I mentioned zero Hunter at the running back, but the guy that's the workhorse back there is number 3. He's a guy that rushed for over 100 yards against Monmouth in 2022. They've got an experienced in big receivers group. I mean, they're very tall. I think the leading guy there, or the guy that, you know, we felt the most a year ago, was number 13, James, who can't, I think he had 5 or 6 receptions against us last year. But when you look at their offense, you can't help but be impressed with the size of their offensive line. I think their average is 325, 330 pounds. They're a very, very big group and a guy that, you know, we're not a big defensive line. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full there.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for the time this morning. Safe travels down to Towson, and we'll talk again next Monday.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.